But official HSE data doesn't reflect tens of thousands of patients awaiting diagnostic tests for cancer and heart condition, amongst other things. The Sunday Business Post is reporting today that 27,000 patients across the country are awaiting MRI scans, with around a quarter of them waiting over a year. These lists aren't incorporated into the HSE waiting list figures, according to the paper whose health correspondent Susan Mitchell spoke to us earlier about these numbers.
These were figures that were provided to Fianna Fáil's health spokesperson, Billy Kelleher, who put in a PQ on the matter because he was concerned, I presume, about stories that he was hearing about the length of time people were waiting to access these tests.
So the fact that he could get this information means they are compilable centrally. Why aren't they put up in any public forum?
It's a very good question, and it's not something that I've really been able to get to the bottom of, to be honest, Colm. These figures used to be collated back in 2011 and 2012, and what the HSE provided at that time were average waiting times for specific diagnostic tests like MRI or CT scans, but they're no longer doing it.
So what picture do these figures paint? What are the waiting times like, and how many people are waiting?
Again, we only have a snapshot. So what we have are waiting times for MRI scans, and there are 27,000 patients around the country currently on a waiting list for an MRI scan. And the exact amount of time the patients are waiting is not entirely clear, but we do know that about 6,500 are waiting over a year, and that at one hospital alone in Limerick, there are approximately 2,000 waiting over 2 years.
When it says over 2 years, is it measured as to how much more than 2 years waiting?
It's not. So potentially this could be even longer, but I think an important point here is that this is not necessarily the entirety of the waiting, the amount of time that a patient might have to wait, because very often GPs can't refer directly for an MRI scan. So, for example, a patient might have to be referred to an orthopaedic surgeon first, who might then refer them on for an MRI scan. So they could be waiting 2 years to see the surgeon, and then on top of that, wait another 2 years for their scan.
So in terms of our waiting times here, how do we compare internationally?
Doctors who have worked in many EU countries, that the type of waiting times that we're seeing here are just unprecedented. They simply don't happen in France, Spain and other countries. And I had a look at the most recent figures published by the NHS in England, and the average waiting time for a patient awaiting a scan there is less than 2 weeks.
Now, you've been talking to doctors' representatives group. The National Association of General Practitioners describes these scans as potentially life-saving. You've also spoken to a number of people affected by the delays. What are they telling you?
Well, doctors are really concerned by this because they say that they've had, and I had so many examples, I couldn't even include them in the piece that I wrote today or that was published today. They're saying that cancer diagnoses are being delayed, that they've had patients who have presented with secondary cancers because they've had to wait so long to get a scan, that they have patients who are crippled in pain, not even able to work, who can't get in for the scan that they need. And effectively, these scans, and we're not just talking about MRI scans, we're talking about CT scans, PET scans, a whole range of diagnostic tools. These are the mainstay of early, you know, that enable doctors to find out what's wrong with people at a very, very early stage, so that they're the mainstay of accurate and early diagnosis. So it's very serious.
So doctors are resorting to referring people to accident and emergency departments in order to try and get patients treated, not always with any degree of success, as you've been finding out from your case studies.
No, exactly. I spoke to one doctor who described the details of a case that he had, and he had a woman come in who presented with severe bone pain, and he suspected that this woman might have bone cancer, so he referred her for a CT scan. Now, the amount of time that the woman was going to have to wait, even for an urgent referral, was 6 months. So he suggested, look, go into your A&E department and try and get your scan there. So the woman went in, not once, but twice, but was unable to get a scan via that route. So in the end, he persuaded her to pay privately, which is what a lot of doctors are doing at the moment.
So this is impacting on emergency rooms as well then?
It is, absolutely. It's impacting on emergency rooms, and not necessarily just emergency rooms, because by virtue of the fact that GPs can't refer directly for many of these scans. It's also clogging up outpatient clinics as well.
You got a response from the HSE. It said wait times will be recorded centrally. This is the HSE statement saying they do intend to publish these figures in the future. Wait times will be recorded centrally across all sites through the introduction of a minimum data set so that real-time comparisons can be made and appropriate actions taken to address problem areas.
They're saying that they're going to start publishing this data. And if they do, that's a very welcome development. But we've heard a lot of promises before. We were supposed to be seeing mortality data for individual hospitals published by the end of this year. That hasn't happened. We were supposed to see details of individual hospitals' outpatient waiting times published by the end of this year. That hasn't happened either. So hopefully they will start publishing them, but at the moment they don't.
Susan Mitchell of the Sunday Business Post.